This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Jay Allen Show on Safety FM, which probably kind of makes you question some things because it's like, if it's the Jay Allen Show on Safety FM, does that mean I have to be on the website streaming the radio station? No, not really. Because as you are listening right now, more than likely you are listening to this in a podcast form because that's what I'm putting it out as. I mean, at some point it will essentially make it onto the radio station, but you get the drift. Anyway, so how are you? How are your things in your neck of the woods? We're just coming off of Mother's Day weekend here in the United States, so I hope you had a good time being able to celebrate with your significant other because they're the mother of your children, or, you know, just being able to celebrate with your mother or mother-in-law or whoever you deem as a mother figure inside of your life. So there you go. Hopefully it was a good time though. I have to tell you though, as we continue to do research and studies based on the strangest things in life, I continue to notice more and more things that we probably should definitely talk about regardless or regard of what the hell's going on inside of the world. Listen, I have to tell you, why is it that we tend to look for happiness in everything? Like, seriously, like, you want to be happy in your personal life. You want to be happy at your job. You want to be happy as you're stuck in traffic. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff, but happiness is a universal human pursuit. It just ends up being that way. But what exactly is it? Because I think it asks, you know, you ask that question all the time, and how can we cultivate more of it in our lives? So over the past decades, researchers in the field of positive psychology have sought to answer these questions by studying the nature of happiness and its various components. Drawing on scientific literature and studies, we will discuss today the concepts of happiness and its what the key determinations are, evidence-based strategies for increasing the overall well-being. So I guess as I start off with this, we should probably do the first and most important thing, which is probably defining happiness. Happiness is often described as a subject state of well-being, encompassing both positive emotions such as joy, contentment, and satisfaction, and a sense of living a meaningful life. Researchers have identified two primary components of happiness, which is well-being, which refers to the experience of the pleasure and the absence of pain, and the other one being eudaimonic well-being, which is involves the pursuit of personal growth, self-actualization, and a sense of purpose. So there you go. So I guess as I talk about this today, because I think that this is going to be important, we probably need to give what are the determining factors of happiness. And I know some people are probably sitting there going, hold on, I thought this was a podcast about safety. No, not really, because we talk a little bit about everything. And we talk lately a lot about the psychological stuff that goes on. And I think that this plays in a factor into what we're talking about. So take a listen to this. Numerous studies have investigated the factors that contribute to happiness, revealing several key determinants. Some of the most significant factors include the following. Take a listen to this. Number one, genetics. Researchers suggest that genetics account for approximately 50% of individuals' happiness, indicating that some people may be predisposed to higher levels of well-being. That was based on Lincoln Intelligent back in 1996. Number two would be relationships. Strong social connections and supportive relationships are consistently linked to the increased happiness and well-being. This is Diner and Seligman back in 2002. Number three, health. Good physical and mental health are positively associated with happiness as it enables individuals to engage in meaningful activities and cope effectively with stress. This is Lucas, Smith, and Saw back in 1999. And number four comes in financial security. While money does not guarantee happiness, financial security can contribute to well-being by reducing stress and providing individuals with resources needed to pursue goals. This is Diner and Bosworth back in 2002. And coming in at number five would be work satisfaction. Job satisfaction and engagement are significant predictors of happiness, as they are work often provide a sense of purpose and opportunity and personal growth. This is Harder and Keys in 2003. And I guess that's the thing. You know, we don't sit around and try to change the world of the work that we do because we're not happy. We do it because we're trying to make it better. So think about that as we get into it. And so let's talk real quick. Well, maybe you're sitting there and you're just not sure what to do next. And you contemplate about this all the time. And I get that because there are some other things that we can do to change and move forward. So let me talk a little bit about some of these. Let me tell you about some strategies for increasing happiness. Drawing on empirical research, several evidence-based strategies have been identified for enhancing happiness and well-being. Number one, and the most important, would probably be gratitude. Practicing gratitude by regularly reflecting on expressing appreciation for positive aspects is one of the lies have shown the increase of happiness for satisfaction. This is based on research by Emmons and McCullough back in 2003. And number two is mindfulness. Mindfulness practices such as meditation and deep breathing can help individuals cultivate presence moments, awareness, and reduce stress, contributing to increased happiness. This is by Kabat-Zinn back in 2003. Coming in at number three are acts of kindness. Engaging in acts of kindness and altruism has been linked to increased happiness and well-being, as it fosters positive social connections and a sense of purpose. This is coming from Sheldon Schottky back in 2005. So there you go. Goal setting, pursuing personal, meaningful, and challenging goals can enhance your well-being and contribute to the overall happiness. This is Golding and Sheldon and Kelser back in 1998. And number five, last but not least, sounds something like this. Physical activities, regular exercise has shown to improve mood, reduce stress, and increase happiness by promoting the release of endorphins and other feel-good chemicals to the brain. This is Panero and Dodd back in 2005. So listen, I know there's a lot of things that happen inside of the work environment, personal life, and so on that we wish we could change and make them happier places. Maybe these are some ideas and strategies that you can use to change the environment around you. I won't say that it will work perfectly, but damn, I would surely love to give it a chance opposed to not giving it a chance at all. Listen, sometimes it's worth just trying something out of the ordinary that you might not be accustomed to, just to see what happens. Now, if you are practicing some of these, maybe continue or add some of them to your repertoire, because you never know. So in conclusion, happiness seems to be a very complex and multifaceted concept influenced by a combination of factors, including genetic circumstances and individual actions. Scientific research has revealed that while some elements of happiness are beyond our control, we can actively pursue happiness by engaging positive activities, fostering healthy relationships, better saying, and setting meaningful goals, and cultivating an attitude of gratitude and optimism by understanding the factors that contribute to happiness and taking deliberate steps to enhance our well-being. We can lead more fulfilling lives and positively impact the well-being of others around us. Now, isn't that something different to think about? I mean, I know that sometimes we seem to talk about doom and gloom, but what if we could change the things to make the world happier around us? Wouldn't that be something? Anyways, I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, and until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.